We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, this is the start of the show. Good morning, everybody. It's the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. We got Tim Shea live, boots on the ground at the ballpark. You're ahead of me, which is great. I'm watching Braves Cubs. Braves were down 6-0.
Strike one!
Braves were down 6-0. Brewers were down 4-1. Brewers down 4-1, insurmountable. Braves down 6-0. Walk in the park. No big deal. Brewers lose.
That's two. Follow along. All right.
Braves going for the win. Tim, I'm going new full screen. NL Central champions.
All right. I got to go. We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
Tim Shea, ladies and gentlemen. How about it? Timmy Shea at the ballpark. That is some good stuff. Yes, if you were watching the stream, we had a look-see at the game. He didn't show the game. He didn't show any of the game. We're all legally good. They got it done. Unbelievable. What a night. What a night. All right. This is some good stuff. Wow. This is some good stuff. So Brewers win the NL Central. I'm not sure what more there is to say. I do want to recap how we got here. This felt like a night tonight where it was going to happen. It did. We made this feel like it was going to happen. There were more people at the ballpark than I think were expected because it felt like it was going to happen. We were watching this game. Yeah, it's great. It's on a Tuesday. Not much else going on. This was the night for it to happen. They don't win. They don't win. Brewers have an opportunity to win, put up a run in the third, and it looked like many, 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 many runs were coming to follow. It did not happen. The Cardinals score four runs in the next couple of innings, and get it done. They beat us. Devil magic. Okay, there you go. That stinks. The Braves are down 6-0. At one point, watching Bally's, Levering pops on. He goes, by the way, it's 6-3. 6-3. Well, fuck. That's good. Then I turned on a little later, saw a home run. 6-5. Okay, we like this. Watched it. It looked like a pop fly in the eighth was going to end the inning, a little Braves rally. Suzuki just misread it. It was almost like it went through his hand. And the Braves locked it down. Iglesias locked it down in the ninth. There are some people that had concerns as we were doing the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. We're kind of watching the end of these games on Tuesday night, and there was some concern that, or just the, you know, you celebrate a loss. You're celebrating a loss, as the Brewers are celebrating right now. I'll make sure to get the Bally's going to see everything that's happening there. I do miss being in that locker room. I do. I do miss that. Those were very fun days that everybody should get to experience somehow, some way. That was a treat that I got to experience a couple times that I do not take for granted. It was very special back in 18. I don't think you're celebrating a loss. You're not celebrating a loss. What you are celebrating is the 88 games you've won so far. You are celebrating the road that it took to get here. That's what you are celebrating. You're celebrating the road that it took to get to this point. And you gave yourself enough cushion where you can afford this. Now, I did see people already talking. I'm going to call this fellow out, which I should not do, because I was someone who, during the Packer game, was all pessimistic, and then they won. Brandon Woodruff, Stan, says, we face a lefty tomorrow. We might come down to the Cubs. Corbin's going to have to win the final weekend. We have legit reasons to be concerned. Why do we think that way? Why do we think that way? We were always going to clinch this division. There was one magic number. It was a Brewers win or a Cubs loss. It was always going to happen. It just, you know, the sooner it happens, the better, because then it's done. Now they can just kind of relax for a few days, get primed, get the pitchers ready, be ready to go, and attack the Cubs, who are likely going to come here. We'll get an updated look on the standings. I know the Marlins game kind of got rained out. I'm planning on it being the Cubs. As of right now, it would be the Cubs. They need that win. I mean, they need to get into the playoffs. Reds and Marlins and Diamondbacks. Phillies clinched on Tuesday, so it won't be them. But Diamondbacks, Cubs, Marlins, Reds all in it. Padres and Giants, they're like beating each other to see who can knock out the other one. So it's going to be the Reds, Marlins, Cubs, or D-backs that come to American Family Field next week. We will have live shows next week for the playoffs, and hopefully more boots on the ground. That was great. That was great with Tim. Where are we here? Is this Jake?
Yo.
Where the hell are you?
I just boarded a train. Kind of a wild story, but that's where I'm at.
Like the Hiawatha train?
No, I'm on the Amtrak down at Union Station in Chicago. We're heading out to Buffalo, New York. Yeah, we're heading out to Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah, so it's kind of a weird story.
All right, well, we can save it for another day.
Yeah.
You got some thoughts before you depart or wherever the hell you want?
Yeah, this is like the most Brewers thing ever. What do we, are they popping champagne as we speak?
Yeah, someone's talking. Fans are out there. They probably want him to come back. Dude's got his shirt off.
So you lose the game, and then you pop champagne.
Nothing wrong with that. You're not celebrating the loss. You better have your ticket, Jake. You're celebrating the 88 games you won to get in this position.
Yeah, I'm just getting moved right now.
Yeah, I don't think this train thing's going to work, bud.
I really had high hopes.
Rock, they sent Rock down to interview? Hold on. We're going to play
Mark. Yeah, let's go live with this.
We're going to play Mark. They're saying you, not Boo. Man, Rock, this is an L. I don't want to hear from Debbie Ad Nauseo. No, just pipe that locker room. The champagne's going. The Central Division champs. Somebody asked about the gear. The gear is available. I just got an email that you can buy merchandise. Oh yeah, the team store is going to be open, and then open tomorrow at 11. How about that?
Yeah, that'll be collector's items galore there.
What other takes you got?
I brought it up on my last voicemail. Popping champagne before you win anything is loser mentality. I'm big on loser mentality.
They literally won something.
Did they, though?
They won a division.
I don't recall the Bucks popping champagne when
they won. Baseball's different. 162 games. 162 games. So these guys want to have one night where they get fucking blasted.
Yeah, just, you know, that one night cost them a pennant. So a couple years ago.
That's
because I'm sure that sober Devin Williams totally punches that hole in the wall, right?
Hey, no alcohol slander tonight. Jake, I'm going to let you back on the train. I'm going to talk to Eric.
All right. I miss you.
Miss you too. Jake. Not tonight, Jakey. Eric of Miller Park Minute. What do you got? You're on mute again. Nope.
How about now?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight we celebrate, man. Woo!
You're supposed to have champagne.
Jack Daniels works too.
These Sean O'Connell. Sean meet Eric. Eric meet Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Water.
Vodka.
Yeah, right. Well, I think I have champagne in my house. I do think I do. But I think it's at the back of the liquor cabinet.
Oh, look at them go. They're spraying everybody.
So I did try to find the next classiest thing I could find to drink. And that is coffee Patron.
Yes. They don't make that stuff anymore. You know that, right?
They don't?
Limited edition. You should probably save the bottle. You could probably get $50 on eBay.
Coffee Patron was a shot we used to take in Fondy at JR's all the time, Eric.
Yeah.
And also, this was my COVID tester. Whenever I thought I was losing smell or taste, I would do a pull of Coffee Patron to see if I could taste it or not.
Very scientific. Cheers?
You guys want to cheers? Water and whiskey?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Coffee Patron for champs. What did I get in there? I definitely do not have COVID. I definitely do not. I can definitely taste that. All right, Eric, give me your thoughts.
It was a well-fought game. Good win by the Cardinals.
I need the TV turned down, whoever's got that on.
That's me. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you dick.
I'm just trying to get you banned, so I'm the only Brewers playoff coverage.
Oh, you'll still have frames.
I know. There's always frames. He's probably having a coronary about this right now.
What do you got thought-wise?
I actually predicted a Brewers division win early in the year, and I've been talking about this. You know, you were on my show early when I started this year. And
that was a good show, by the way. I saw that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Sean's a completist, right? You'll watch anything.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate anybody who comes.
Sean heard me the other day on Maggie and Perloff.
He was lauding Donald Trump.
I did make a Trump comparison that I think worked.
I try and catch part wherever he goes. I mean, you gotta support the hometown guy.
Yeah, support me. So division champs. Yeah, I don't know. I think coming into this season, it was us. It was the Cubs. It was the Cardinals. It could have gone a myriad of different ways. You know,
I still think it's wild that we are sitting here talking about a Cardinals team who is not fighting for it with us. You know,
I don't remember the stat, but this is the first time in like 40 years, maybe.
Yeah, it was like 40 years that they were
Cardinals, Red Sox, Yankees, none of them.
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
That's wild. That's wild to me. Like, The Cardinals are obviously still the bane of our existence, but they're not the bane of everybody's existence. So that's huge to me.
Jake's in the comments says Brewers backing in again in October tradition. Jake, there's takes you can have that are like good and you stick by them, but then there's takes where you're just trying to be the enemy. Don't do that. Don't be pissing.
It's Craig Kember, baby. Let's enjoy it.
Craig Timber, we're 4 days away from Croctober.
And it's still, 11 wins in the last 17 games or something like that. So it's
right. Yeah, here's Craig talking.
Right.
For the last 5 years is really meaningful. It means we're doing a good job all around, all the way from the top to the bottom. It feels like it's a job well done. So proud of the guys. Proud of everybody. And on to the next step.
58 players contributed to this division title. You talk about depth all the time. It took rookies, it took veterans. What can you say about the contributions from everybody in the group?
Yeah, and that part never stopped, man. I mean, you talk about guys like Colin Ray and Julio Teheran, Andrew Monasterio, like really unexpected. And they helped us so much through this thing. And then as we got going in end of August and September, man, it was pretty special with just contributions from everybody. The big guys, you know, the role players, very meaningful.
I like celebrating a loss. I think it's more fun. Like, it's more fun. Hey, somebody else helped us. I like that. Eric's here, Miller Park Minute, DeSean O'Connell. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks. What a year.
Where the hell you been all my life? What's up, Mark?
I'm amazed. This year has been incredible.
What was your favorite moment tonight when we won a division when we lost 4-1?
The Grand Slam for Mark Canha with me this year. Oh,
Canha was huge. That was huge. Well, and this is, let me look at the guys that are producing. This is another thing, like the guys that are producing, Canha, Santana, Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson, right. Yes.
What the fuck?
Not on my bingo card, that's for sure.
Did anybody?
Barrett Mitchell's back, maybe.
Did anybody buy that Josh Donaldson was not happy to be here? And
no, John Boy's an idiot.
I heard him say he didn't want to, like, he didn't need to feel the need to, like, address the clubhouse or anything. Like, he said, like, he knows who, like, he is.
Rowdy Tellez was joking. John Boy took it for content. Spreads like wildfire because everyone in baseball is, like, contractually obligated to love all things John Boy because he made one cool video once. I'm very anti-John Boy, which I don't want to be too public about because, again, everybody loves him. Everybody loves, like, John Boy just aggregates content. That's all he does.
That's like
when he puts original shit out there, he can't tell a joke.
That's like my beef with Freeman. A lot of people like him, and I have beef
with Freems.
Yeah, he's not that great. Come on.
You and Freems need to settle it out. You're Fondy boys. Now Jake is pro John Boy.
I tried to say hello the other day. That's what it was.
Charles liked the 11-inning almost no-hitter loss. That's a memory.
Well, no. The memory of that was the play that saved the game that didn't save the game. Frelick absolutely laying out Weimer was the memory there.
My favorite was the mullet home run. That was a good high point. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, that was good. And then they sent him down. I'm tweeting if only Chef Jerry Garcia was alive to see this.
Let's
He's not dead, but I'm just tweeting it.
Pull the audience that we got here and in front of us. Who thinks that we are going to see either Garrett Mitchell or Joey Weimer back for a post?
Well, it sounds like they're going to roster Mitchell, maybe.
Yeah, that's not all, that's much. All curious.
Q says my favorite moment was the hottest game on record for the Brewers, the Bart Winkler tailgate.
A Bart Winkler podcast tailgate. I missed that one.
You got the name tag. Dave says I will never get tired of Sophia's champagne soaked hair. Yeah. Just a bunch of dudes talking about Sophia's hair. So, Mark, what do you think postseason-wise? Excuse me.
I'm just worried about the fourth and fifth starter, if we need them, who that's going to be.
Yeah, well, I'm worried that contractually now if we play the Braves, we have to give them a game for a thank you. That's what I'm worried about. Tom says, I'm celebrating the same way Bart did for the Bucks, shirtless on my couch. Tom, it's too early for shirts to come off. It is too early for that. Tyler says, I can't wait to see what terrible PR playoff tagline we get this year. #ClawsUp. Isn't there one like brood Brewed by something.
Brewed for October, I believe, was the one already.
I think they actually have merch getting swept by the A's.
Then we get swept by the Rockies too.
Yes,
we suck. We have no business winning.
Yes, and then and yeah.
Hey, we won when it matters, like tonight.
We won when it matters.
Yeah, it was a very even keel season. Never a huge lead. Never too far behind. Just the some of the like the Oakland series swept, and the Rockies. There were low points, but they never lasted. It was very, very, very Craig Counsell, David Stearns no longer with us, but the recipe is there where we're just getting to our magic number. We know what the magic number is, and everything else is secondary, whether it looks pretty or not. It just felt like that. And, you know, but in between end of March to right now, I got to see a lot of good baseball that I enjoyed. So hooray for me.
Well, and I got to hug you in person.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Jesus God, how lucky are you for that? Absolutely.
I'm still not totally soft from that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how much that Patron can get a taste out of your mouth, but I
don't take it any further.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you guys need some private time? Should we jump off here? Or?
But regardless, I do like where things are trending to. the one detractor though, I will say though, is that I'm not digging right now that we've had a few losses, but as long as we just knock the crap out of the Cubs, I'll feel a lot better because I'm not one of the it's okay to take your foot off the gas pedal. That ain't me. Just try to win every game. So hopefully we can get back to that.
So they just showed a stat. August through September, we have steadily gone up runs per game. And now we're trending towards 5 runs per game. So
nice.
We got it where it mattered. You know what I mean? The one thing that I always say about baseball, and I always talk about when I rant on about all the losses, is what really matters is select moments. I believe Bart calls it bites at the apple.
I've heard that term.
And those are the most important parts of the season, the bites. The series that, you know, after the All-Star break and before the All-Star break against Cincinnati, that's when we started to take this thing. And we've just, well, with the help of an epic collapse from the Chicago Cubs and our consistent winning games here, you know, 2 there, 3 here, we did it, you know. I thought we were about to hit a low point when we were in Texas. Or no, I'm sorry, the Dodgers yes, before Texas. And I thought that was going to be like our bottom out. And then we just bounced back. So, bites at the end.
Bart, are you on mute?
I am.
Yes.
Bucky says, feels weird to be celebrating after losing to the Cardinals. Why? We did it back in 1982. Why not do it again?
Nice. Well, I got an early morning. Love you guys.
Yeah, we'll probably wrap up. I just want to get on, watch the end of the game, celebrate a little bit. Sean just dipped out. Mark, anything else for you?
I think that ever since the South Freak debut, they've like hit a turning point in the year.
Mark, where do you live?
Waukesha.
Waukesha, are you gonna get to any playoff games?
I'm going next Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah. Fun.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Mark, I'm gonna say goodbye to you.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Good to see you. That's Mark. I will hang for a couple minutes. How do you say the name of your productions? I never even know.
That's okay, my friend. Rock Solid Productions.
Rock Solid. That Rock makes sense.
Because you have to realize, being a member of Gen X, I can't spell anything without an X that I could put an X in there, because we're the best generation.
I was just about to wrap up, but then I've never talked to you like live.
No, I think you and I have to, I mean, we've talked on Twitter. We've talked, you know, doing the stuff with Sparky with the final inspection and whatnot. But man, I will tell you, living here in the armpit of Central Illinois, there is just the Schadenfreude tonight. A little bit of numerology. I don't know if anyone else realizes this, but September 26, 2018, we also clinched an entry into the playoffs. And that was the last time we made a serious run at winning the whole flipping.
I was there. Yeah. People forget I was there.
And it's, you know, here's my concern with this team is there's no consistency as a whole. We get great pitching. The hitting doesn't show up. We get great hitting. We get shelled on the mound. So that's the concern that I have, is looking at where this team is moving forward. Can they put 27 innings together to win a series, you know, a best in three series, or, you know, God, now I got to do math, 36 innings to win a best of five or a best of seven. I mean, that's the concern that I've got, Bart. And I don't know what you think about that, but this is a damn streaky team. One of the streakiest I've ever seen from the crew.
Yeah. I think I feel somewhat, I don't know. I think that this, I feel somewhat like, I don't know, a lot of those old years, it's like, we have to win the series or we will die. You know, this year has just been like, I don't know. It's the beginning of the year, I was all worried I wasn't into him enough because I wasn't covering the team. And, you know, I've experienced this year, like, where you watch a little bit, then you kind of don't. Like, even Saturday and Sunday, I didn't see an inning, you know. And Monday they don't play. Tuesday, of course, it's the thing you want to do. And the playoffs are going to be super engaging and really, really fun. And they did enough to earn some home games for that ride. And I think that it is going to be a ride. I think the bites of the apple thing, there is good context behind that. Stearns got clowned for that because he said it like the one time he shouldn't have. You know, you say we're, it's another chance. We're 5 or 6 years. It's another chance. We're getting another chance. Yeah. Not the year that you don't make the playoffs, you know?
Well, here's the concern that I have too, is and you and I have actually talked during other post-game shows and whatnot about this. And I've talked about it with Sparky, with Tim Allen and whatnot, just good enough isn't anymore. I am tired of just being, hey, we got there. You know what? That's a loser. You know what? We've been there enough times now. I mean, when we got in 2008, it was something different because we were happy just to be there. You know what? I'm not happy just to be there anymore. To quote Major League, I want us to go and win the whole flipping thing. And I mean, the fact that I feel like this team, once they knew that they were in, like, they relaxed a little bit. If you looked at Killer Instinct, has been missing the last four games. And that's definitely something that has me concerned.
I got somebody, I don't know if they're going to say who they are or not, but I got somebody giving us some highlights. I think I know who it is, but I will not say.
Live footage. I love it.
Now, if they could only hold the phone in the correct orientation, it should go this way, not that way.
This guy's name is The Host is a Douche. The fuck? Unmute yourself. What is this? Unmute. Unmute. I see you. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Rock Solid Productions. What do you do? Just a curiosity. I see a nice old throwback Bart Simpson.
You like that back there? We've got RBI Baseball 2 on the NES plan. My whole thing is I'm modern and retro gaming. And, you know, typically I've said in the past.
Hey, it's Shay. That's Tim Shay on the video. That's Shay. We just saw Shea.
Walking up the stairs?
Yeah. That you can only get on the Dan Shaney YouTube. Great stuff. All right, you guys were talking. Go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah, we're celebrating. I was wondering about the
Simpsons
man.
Thing in the background and asking him what he did. Sorry. Yeah,
that's so I'll give you a little bit of a better shot there of my Simpsons arcade.
Yeah, I love that I'm the podcast host of this show, and you guys have way better setups than me.
Well, dude, I told you when you started, if you needed help with your YouTube stuff, please reach out to me. I did make that offer to you.
You did. I think I'm gonna buy a Shure SM7B. Is that good?
Sure. I haven't looked into it myself. I know this is a $30 Fifine microphone. That man, I got to say, I dig it for $30. I can't complain.
It sounds phenomenal, actually.
Yeah, it sounds better than mine. Mine was $130. This piece of shit. Although this does good when I'm like live in a place. When I talked to Clay, it was good. When I was at the tailgate, it was good. It does a good job neutralizing. But the guy, Damon Bruce, the guy I had from San Francisco, basically, I'm just going to buy what he has because he sounds fucking crisp.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can always send you some Amazon affiliate links. So there's that.
Oh, yeah. We're all always helping people. Yeah.
But Bart for $20 off your meats or no?
Omaha Steaks. Yeah. $30 off your selection. Bart promo code.
And they are flash frozen, so they are always fresh.
Jesus Christ. You are now the host of this show. I quit. Done. I have no business being here.
Hey, if I can put up with Sparky for as many years as I did, man, this is easy.
Yeah. Well, I am going to depart. I'm going to wrap
this up.
We'll
just take over the show. Just leave your computer on. It's fine.
I'm very excited about everything that happened tonight. I think it was great that we were on the cusp of losing.
Did you take a gummy yet tonight, Bart?
A 7-run deficit they pulled out of their ass. What?
Did you take a gummy yet tonight?
No, I'll take it right after this.
Which one are you taking?
Well, I got to celebrate tonight. Got to go Delta 8 tonight. Got to go 50 mgs.
So here's the question I've got for you guys then. We're in. We're number 3 seed locked in. How far does this team go?
Dave, the question I have for you, is this mean you're going to join us more or what?
Sure. I can do that.
Yeah, there we go.
I'd be more
how far do they go? I don't know yet, but I'm feeling decent vibes is what I'll say right now.
I'm going NLCS plus.
Jesus.
So as our mutual friend used to say, is this the championship season of 23? I don't think so.
Well, as everyone's mutual friend says, because someone's got a friend that says it, but that's baseball.
That's right. That's why you play the game.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way the fucking sun rises.
I just want Euchre to get one more chance to call a World Series, man. He ain't getting any younger, and it's going to be sad when mad props to the guys who call the games now. It just ain't the same when he's not on the show.
And it was sad he missed that like long period of time, home games where he was gone for like.
Road playoff games, right? He's gotta.
Hopefully.
I would hope so. I mean, I'd say it honestly just depends on his health. I mean, if he's feeling good and can do the travel,
I don't like people doing shit from home, but even if he does it from the ballpark, COVID years, he's got to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they can set everything up and, I mean, have a ISDN line or something like that go on to the flagship for him to be able to broadcast, even if he's just watching on a monitor. I think they need to figure out how to do that. Hell, if these three schmucks here can figure out how to do it live on YouTube, then, I mean, someone with, the money behind them of the flagship should be able to handle that for the best announcer ever in all of baseball.
Exactly. All right, boys, I am saying goodbye.
Have a good night. And Bart, seriously, if you want me on future shows, just shoot me a DM and I'll do what I can to join you.
Or how about I do it the way I've currently been doing it? I tweet the link, and if you're available, join.
I can do that too.
I ain't begging you fucks to come on. But I do also depend on it. I need people. Yes. Yes.
Happyplacehemp.com promo code Bart.
Yes, good job. All right, guys, go Brewers, big win.
Go Brewers, cuck the Fubs.
Cuck the Fubs.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler, and today's episode will be with Grant Bills and Paul Emig. And Paul will ask questions, and we'll say, mm-hmm, or we'll say, mm-mm. And I am going to skip any monologue I might do and just get into the questions.
No monologue?
What?
I think at this point of the week, I've gotten everything off my chest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a short week, so you got to speed up the process.
We got game Thursday night.
Yeah, we fit days of reaction in a smaller window because we got to get to preview mode, you know, extra.
And I thought this might be like a Martin Short appreciation intro, you know, as per our text thread. But we can save that.
And to be clear, we all are short heads.
So. Mm-hmm. Is that a Martin Short fan?
I knew you were. I
would have thought that would make us shorties. Shorties?
Yeah, I don't know. My wife's got his book.
There's a Martin Short book. I did not know this.
Oh, everybody's got a book. I'm writing a book.
All right, so let me ask this before we get into the questions. Bart, you said it's very hard. You had mentioned in our text, it's okay for me to say this. You meant it's hard to get you to do like a legit, like ridiculous outward laugh, like from a show or something. Like it's hard to earn that. I'm tough to earn from that too. The last time I remember doing that, and Grant, I'm going to ask you if you can recall one. So think hard if you've had one. 15 years ago, I'll never forget it.
15 years ago?
No, but seriously. I'll
never forget when I laughed at a show.
No. Fallen. When I had like a seriously like over-ridiculous reaction that I couldn't control. And it was when I first watched something related to Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis. And I could not contain, I didn't know what to do. Like I was like medically concerned because I couldn't catch my breath. I was R-O-F-L-A. I was rolling on the floor laughing for real. Martin Short in Only Murders in the Building got Bart to do that recently. Grant, have you had an experience like that?
Well, I wasn't medically concerned. I just chuckled, Paul.
But you said it was to the point that a spouse was a bit concerned for you and thought you were doing a bit. So that's you know. That's
well, she's just like, what? Because I never laugh during shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a tough sell.
I think things are funny. I'm laughing on the inside, as they used to say.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Grant, have you had one of these moments?
I laugh at a lot of things. I laughed last week. I was watching the show What We Do in the Shadows. Very funny. But I had like a laughing attack. It was probably a year or two ago when I watched Always Sunny for the first time, and I watched their musical episode.
Musical episode.
The Night Man Cometh. I laughed pretty damn hard during that. That was probably the last time I really had a good laugh out loud, Stitcher type laugh.
I once tried It's Always Sunny. I never got into it. Like that and Seinfeld are probably my two, like.
Paul.
Am I missing out?
Yeah.
I tried it once, but now that I know there's a musical episode, that might bring me back.
I mean, don't start at the beginning. The first season looked. It looks like they filmed it in a microwave. Like, you can't.
Well, I like that. I like that charm. But then, so what happened was FX aired the show and they were on like the edge of canceling it. And they said, like, you need to add something. And Danny DeVito was a fan.
Okay.
And he's like, they asked him, he's like, yeah, I want to be on the show. And then Danny DeVito just goes, I mean, he's one of the more unreal characters of TV ever.
Mm-hmm. So is that, what season is that approximately? And is that
two? Where he joins in season two.
Oh, they were only going to get the one season. Okay.
Yeah.
So should I start there? Because I did start season one like 10 years ago and it didn't click.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch it.
Okay.
You just,
I will.
Yeah.
You do. I make the rules. You watch Seinfeld too. That's,
yeah. You're Seinfeld. Come on.
Like Seinfeld has aged in a way where it's not going to get me to like spit out my drink laughing, but it's still very good. I don't know.
Again,
start with the episode, the marine biologist, and go from there.
For Seinfeld?
Because that's the first time that all the plots.
My issue with Seinfeld and Cheers and other like well.
Cheers. Now we're shitting on Cheers.
You just hold hate on. 4th of July.
I'm not going to shit on it. I'm going to say that anything that had the laugh track, it broke my brain.
Sure.
I just couldn't deal with it.
Didn't you watch comedies growing up?
Like I watched like Married with Children, which had the live studio audience that my dad watched.
Everybody loves Raymond, King of Queens. That era of TV is just such a treat.
Did not watch those.
Yeah, King of Queens is good.
And now King of Queens is back.
It's back.
The meme has brought it back.
It is back.
I want to try to meme something from Everybody Loves Raymond. I was looking at pictures yesterday. I couldn't find any.
It was. Oh, no. I'm going to the doctor today. Finally, I can get a fucking appointment.
You already had an appointment.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Well, I was actually going to compliment you after you did your good morning, everybody, that like it was cough free. It sounded pretty clear.
Can we talk about sports, man?
Let's talk about sports, man. All right. I asked you last week about the Ryan Wood Twitter conversation, the guy and capital T, the capital G guy.
I thought about you. I thought about that.
Good. I have a follow-up.
Yeah, Gabe, Jen, Chewy, Joe, they asked the question. They said they had a poll. Would you extend him right now?
Interesting.
I think three out of four, I think – I could go look it up. I think it was an overwhelming, yeah.
Was that after week two or after week three?
This was on Monday.
So after week three, okay.
Yeah, overwhelming. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's interesting. What I wanted to ask you was, last week I think
63% say yes.
Said they would. They said mm-hmm if they wanted to steal
the game. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So the question I had for you, because last week after week two, after the comeback loss, you both said, you were not ready to anoint him the guy, give him the guy money, that you were feeling good, but like the guy would make you like a top eight quarterback. And I think we kind of settled that he was probably somewhere in like a Daniel Jones tier at the moment, right? I mean, don't let me mischaracterize what you guys thought. The fourth quarter of Sunday's comeback win was a the guy quarter from Jordan Love. Like that was capital T, capital G, give him the 5 years, 5 years, $200 million, make him a $40 million, $45 million per year quarterback. That was the guy quarter for Jordan Love as you watched it. Grant, you made a face that tells me you might be leaning a certain direction, but or mm-mm. Because keep in mind, the guy.
Okay, I could go first, but Grant made a face and you.
Well, I thought it was a
radio guy. By radio rules, you said Grant's name, so he's got to go.
It was a the guy.
Even quarter. Though on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, my box is more of the leader position. Today's background, I'm back in front of the green screen. I'm back in my green screen era. This is Granddad's bluff, but circa like 2018 when I was last up there. Lacrosse. Grant?
Mm-hmm. The guy quarter. He definitely had the goods, capital T, capital G. But I don't – why did then we have to turn around and pay him $200 million and $40 million a year? I don't want to do that. We don't have to do that yet.
that you don't have to, right? This is like a, this is the pulse check, though, Mr. Bills. This is the pulse check.
Yeah. I think this is what I keep saying on my show. I think Jordan Love has played basically the same game three times. Like within 5, 10, 15%, it's very similar. He didn't have an awful game week one and then took a big jump, or like he didn't have an amazing game and then fall off a cliff the next week. I think he's played three very solid games. And this last Sunday, he just happened to make some of his best plays down the stretch. And that wasn't the case against Atlanta right now, whether that was his fault or not.
Yeah.
No. So I think totally. Yeah. 100%. I don't then know what to say, you know, to turn around and pay him, you know, X dollars a year. I'm not even thinking. That's not even on my radar.
Some people have floated out the idea that Jordan Love should take the Packers for every cent they're worth or try to get a bigger contract elsewhere. How about that? How about that?
Who's some?
I saw one take. I forgot whom.
That's some. There you go.
Well, I mean,
that's in like, when if like if I had that opinion, mm-hmm. then I would in an interview Jordan Love, I'd say, yeah, Jordan, some people are saying, you know, I've heard some chatter, Brian Gutekunst, that people think that Jordan Love should.
One could make the argument.
How do you address those concerns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Grant, if you had taken Gabe, Jen, and Chewy Poll, you would have said no. Do not. You would not. Like, again, the Packers do not have to make that decision right now. They do not. They have him. They re-signed him before the season started. He signed a contract. This is not a concern for next season. He's going to make $25 million next season, I think, which is obviously well below 40 or 45 million. So, no, the Packers do not have to make the decision right now. But, Grant, if you had taken the poll, you would have said no. Do not, like, if you had to make the decision
I probably would have said yes. I am just not the type of fan or media member whose response to everything is pay the man. Like, I don't know, Rashawn Gary's got a great game. He's like, pay him. It's like, that's never my thing to go on and tweet, like, pay him, extend him, give him all the money. I don't know. Call me a purist. I just like to watch the game for the sake of the game without thinking of dollars and cents all the time. Maybe I want to get out of that frame of mindset for just a couple of hours while I watch my team.
Well, that definitely makes you and I different in that regard, because I'm just thinking like, okay, if you give Jordan Love this amount and then you can give Rashawn Gary that amount and then they can trade Bakhtiari this offseason. So our brains are functioning, not surprisingly, quite differently during the game.
That's okay. We're the yin and yang to each other, Paul.
And actually, the more yin and yang is – I don't think, Bart, I have ever had as strong of emotions about anything as I did about as you did, Bart, during the Packers game on Sunday. Like watching you tweet through your feelings and then listening to your post game, I was like, you know, you have such strong opinions and strong feelings that I just, you know.
About what?
About LaFleur? LaFleur and just the whole game and the team and the everything. And I was like, I was just trying to understand what it would be like to watch a game with that level of emotion. And
well, I've not adjusted to understanding, and I've said it and I've told people, but I've not adjusted as a fan to understand that these games are make or break to get the number one seed.
Yeah. And I admittedly, like I'm a robotic sports viewer. I don't know if sitting in the press box behind the glass for too long just like destroyed my brain and didn't let me process it other than like in an analysis mode. But it was interesting to live that vicariously through you. Bart,
I want to circle back to something, but you guys keep do this.
Well, I'll answer the question.
Answer the question. I was going to kick it back over to you, Bart. Jordan Love had the guy quarter. He is becoming more and more getting like closer to you, anointing him the guy, giving him the guy money. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
I feel like Granddad's bluff behind me like brings out a sense of youth in my face.
The lighting's good.
Yeah, I like it. I'll answer the question right after these words from happyplacehemp.com.
All that just so you could do a read? Okay, go.
Happyplacehemp.com. Well, I like to do it around the 13-minute mark, and that's where we're at. I have to get Blue Wire commercials in at a certain time, but I also like to get the Happy Place Hemp discussion in very early in the show, as they are incredible supporters. And so I want to make sure, even if someone listens for 15 minutes, that they're still aware that the deal is happening. The 25% off, it ain't go nowhere. It's at happyplacehemp.com or Happy Place Hemp, the store, where they make all their gummies, all their products right in the store. They make them there, and you can go there and talk to them. And then you might panic. You might panic because you'll be like, I'm about to make this deal. Where do I enter the promo code? I can't enter the promo code. And then Chris or Rob will say, how'd you hear about us? And then you say, the Bart Winkler Show. And then they'll give you the code. That's how it works. You can check them out in Muskego. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Gummies. The THC. You know, I had a dream about them. I took the purple gummies last night, and then I had a dream I took a red one. That's the Delta 8. Cool. So I was taking gummies in my dream, and the promo code is still the same. 25% off, happyplacehemp.com. All right, I got to answer Paul's question about Jordan Love.
Jordan Love!
God damn it.
You like that song?
He'll be the worst quarterback ever. That was a Bart and Horvey special when they were very, very angry.
Nobody wanted him until the third round.
I only have that on the ready. That was 4/16/21 because Jordan Love bookmarks, friend of show.
I always thought that was you. I'm not going to lie.
Jordan Love bookmarks?
I thought it was for a while.
I don't have a burner.
That, well, no need.
I should.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you should get one.
I'd get a lot less text from old bosses. He said, perhaps too soon for another Pearl Jam parody. Perhaps you could do Jordan Love for Jeremy. Clearly, I remember picking on the boy. So,
hit me with what would the chorus sound like of Jordan, aka Jeremy?
Jordan Love won another game or something. Although the nature of that song, I don't think it lends itself to much parody.
Nope. You're right. Forgot about the context.
Tim will edit that out in post.
Thank you for playing that, by the way. I haven't heard that in a while.
Likewise.
You guys seem to know the words.
Dude, I listened. I'll speak from, like, I listened to that a decent number of times. Yeah.
I am taking that part out of the YouTube because there's music.
Monetization.
Do you think Jordan Love is the guy? Capital T, capital G?
I would like to reference a few things that I've seen as I.
Please.
Sidewind my way into the answer.
This is definitely a sidewind. Go for it.
I've seen two accounts that I'd like to mention. One, I need to talk to this individual. I shouldn't mention him here, but I need to talk to him. He runs the account NFL Outdated. His name is Andy. He's been on my show. He's the Bears fan I talked to this summer, and when I was thinking the Bears might be good.
It was a good eye on the enemy. I remember that.
Oh, I do want to read this from Matt in the Falls. He said he was listening to the show, and he had sent me a note. Is there a time in the episode where you will acknowledge Justin Fields will be in the XFL in 2 years? So it's not looking good. My QB1 that draft was Justin Fields. My QB1 another draft was Baker Mayfield. I'm done with the QB1 talk, I think, is what I need to be.
But you know who you can thank for that, Justin Fields? You can thank Mike Clemens' number one coach, Luke Getsy.
I think the Bears are ruining him. I've said this, but the same way that Draymond Green got absolute best scenario, Jordan Fields. So anyway, this Andy guy, he's tweeting, Packers are going to go 6-11. Love sucks. They'll have a new quarterback next year. He is so clearly, I see what he's doing. Emotions have taken over a take. And now, instead of just being like, all right, I've said some stuff, I'll come back if that happens. Oh, he's quadrupling down, and it's sick. Jordan Love is cleared that bar. The other guy I wanted to mention, and this one makes more sense, is Ross Uglum, who covers the team, writes about him stuff. He's very apologetic, and he's like, I want him to be good, but there are accuracy issues that after 4 years, I don't think they get fixed. Like, Jordan Love's been inaccurate with some of his throws, and he doesn't think that that's something that you fix. Now, you can fix accuracy after 2-3 beers. You're a much better dart player. So you can get better at accuracy. And also, I think you can improve accuracy. I think you can. I think you can with practice. Some people are like, not everyone's going to be fucking Hawkeye, Clint Barton. Okay. But you can be accurate. I think that Jordan Love is a good quarterback. I think that he has his fourth quarter. That's the most that I take away from anything. The fact that they were able to come back, he ran when he needed to. He just never wilted or wavered. There was no, like somebody on our stream said, on our Dan Shaney YouTube post-game stream, Dan Shaney Insurance. Someone said, Rodgers wouldn't have won that game. He would have been so frustrated.
There are some, if you were a lawyer tasked to smear Rodgers after this game, you could put together a pretty compelling game. I'm not saying it would be fair, but you could arrange the bullet points and say,
oh, yeah. No, I kind of agree.
You could.
With this young of a team, but Love is one of them. You know, they clearly love this guy. You see it in the post game. If you're a lawyer who wanted to make an argument that Jordan Love is dog shit,
could also.
There's enough tape.
I don't think you can make a Jordan Love is dog shit. You could make a Jordan Love is super duper mid. I don't think you can make a.
Okay.
He's missing some throws. He can't seem to connect with him and Musgrave have Rodgers MVS disease.
On Jordan Love's worst day, in his worst drive this season, there are at least 5 to 8 quarterbacks and starting quarterbacks in the NFL who have been worse than Jordan Love's worst drive. Like, The bottom 25% tier of starting quarterbacks in the league are so bad, and Love is clearly not even remotely, even at his worst, I think, in that category of, you know, bottom 8, bottom 25%. But no,
so what I guess what I'm saying is I think he's good, and I've seen enough. You know, you can show the bad. I've seen enough of the good, where I would be happy to have him be the quarterback for many years. The only problem is in today's NFL, if that's the case, you have to give him $45 million.
That's right.
And if he's going to do that, he needs to be more. Cause is he going to be a top 7 quarterback? You know, I don't think we're going to go from Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. But if Jordan Love is good, if he's, and we always say Dak, you know, cause Dak is kind of floating in that tier. Yep. I would have said Tua, but now Tua is like the best player in the league.
Well,
I mean, they're playing very well.
He's the quarterback for a super genius led team, but yeah.
you know, Daniel Jones clearly is the right in the middle of we could do better, but we could very easily do worse. I mean, he's because he does play well at times. You know, we're not like Zach Wilson territory where Joe Namath is rolling out of his grave to say, bench this fucking guy.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
So what I would ask, I think a poll question would be, who would you rather have as the Packers quarterback going forward this season, Jordan Love or Brock Purdy?
Jordan Love.
Is Brock Purdy good?
I like Brock Purdy.
I don't. He's so system. Jordan but is Love he? Is, but is that a is that a is that a like is that a insult?
I don't know.
The Niners need someone to push the ball down the field effectively, and Brock Purdy does that.
He does.
Does it matter if he's sidearm and throws or just being like, "Elia, you're open." So Grant, I guess Brock Purdy is good.
Grant, weren't you the guy that was saying that you're leading the charge against the negative? Like people saying that system quarterback or game manager is a bad word.
Oh, yeah. I'm fighting back against the negative stigma of game managers. Game managers win football games. You know, those
flashy football games
running around, toe tapping sideline, back shoulder throws are great, but do they win consistently in the postseason? I don't know. It's funny. I watched Brock Purdy in the Niners last Thursday night and I saw Tom Brady, not because I was like, holy balls on a cat. Brock Purdy looks unbelievable, but it's 3rd and 12 and he's zinging a perfect ball to Debo on a screenplay behind the line of scrimmage. And wouldn't you know it, Debo picks it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. They got some Tom Brady stuff where it's like, he's checking it down on 3rd and long and his offense is getting it.
Well, cause the Niners have, it's never 3rd and long for the Niners. They always get 16 when they need 15. Mm-hmm. They always get 19 when they need 20.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that, some of that, you know,
the screen with McCaffrey around him.
Watching that game against the Giants, it was like, oh, it's 3rd and they got in a lot of 3rd and longs. But then McCaffrey, Debo, Jawan Jennings.
And okay, it was never like fitting a ball deep into double coverage for 30 yards. It was a little bubble screen that Debo easily ran for 20 on 3rd and 16. It was very, very Brady-esque.
Okay.
So, also, still, the sample size is 3. Like, we're not counting anything prior. It's 3 games.
Right.
So some of these deep balls that are close to connecting and, you know, there was the one in the end zone. Who was that, too, that it was underthrown? A Heath. You know, the receivers also bricked a lot of those passes. There was
That was a bad game for wide receivers, Packers wide receivers. So I think we have a
tendency to want to rush into answers that will be much more clear in December.
So let me ask you this question. I just pulled up like the full standings of the league just to look at all the teams. I'm going to name the starting quarterback for the team, and you're going to tell me that if you were drafting for just this season, system independent, so you don't know that Shanahan's your coordinator, you don't know that LaFleur, you don't know that Mike McDaniel, your team, and it's just for this, you're not looking at long term, you're just looking at right now, just this season, let's count how many you would take before you would draft Jordan Love. So
okay
Tua, yes, Tua, right? Would you take Tua first?
No,
I'd take Love.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Well, because Tua's brains are smashed eggs.
That's not nice.
Jesus Christ.
No, I would take Tua.
I would take Tua. So we're going to, Grant, you voted against, but we're going to go 2-1. We take
no,
Tua.
Grant, come on.
Why?
You're taking Jordan Love over Tua?
So we can say Brock Purdy is a product of his environment, but we can't maybe suggest that, I don't know, Tua benefits
Tua?
A little
bit. Oh, Tua's playing on a, you got to grade him to a scale. He's left handed.
All right,
that's so another reason I don't want him. Can we not argue Jordan Love versus Tua? I think I would just rather.
No, I think there's an argument to be made, but I think right now, and it's terrible the way that Bart said it, but you do have to take into account Tua's availability for head-related regions, which is terrible to say, but it's true. Okay, so
by you say it's his brain is smashed eggs.
Yeah, not even scrambled.
I would like it if you rephrase that next time. Okay, so Tua versus Josh Allen. Okay.
I had egg salad this week. A sandwich is good.
Yes, Paul.
Mac Jones, no. I'm going to skip Aaron Rodgers and I'm going to say Zach Wilson. No. I would take Love over Kenny Pickett, right?
Likewise.
Lamar Jackson goes over Jordan Love. And Bart, you can stop me if you disagree. Love over Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow.
Deshaun Watson was 27-33. People forget.
Stop me if I'm – Joe Burrow's over Love. So far we have four that you go over Love. Four out of eight. Burrow. Right now we've got four out of eight. Anthony Richardson or Jordan Love? I'll go Love.
I just don't think – I can't do that. I have to tap.
Here's a tough one. C.J. Stroud or Jordan Love?
Hey, Paul.
There's not enough evidence to answer any of these questions.
No, you're just drafting, and just tell me who you would take for this season. Go ahead.
Paul was the captain of the anti-C.J. Stroud strike force in draft prep, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
People have not forgotten about that.
No, nor should they. I'm going to take Jordan Love because I got to stick to the bit. We have four for sure. Trevor Lawrence, yes. Okay, now we're at five. Tannehill, no, we're still at five. Patrick Mahomes, yes, that's six. Garoppolo, no. Herbert, yes, that's seven. Russell Wilson, no, that's still seven. So,
God, no.
Let's just keep going. So we have seven so far through the AFC. Jalen Hurts, yes, that's eight. Dak Prescott, yes, that's nine.
I'd rather have Jordan Love.
Bart?
How can you say that already?
Because I know what Dak is, and I don't think that Dak's best is.
Oh, so you're okay.
I'm always betting on upside. Always. This is an upside.
So this is league. Like a what's behind door number two thing?
This is a league that rewards great. I don't want to settle for good on my team.
Okay.
Okay, so we have eight or nine, depending on your Dak opinion. Sam Howell would be Jordan Love. Daniel Jones, I would take Jordan Love over Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at eight.
Daniel Jones slander, my God.
We're at 8.5. Jared Goff, I would take Love.
Love.
Kirk Cousins, I would take Love. Fields, I would take Love.
Easily.
Ritter, I would take Love.
Ritter's not an NFL quarterback.
Derek Carr, I would take Love.
I'd take anyone over Carr.
Baker Mayfield, I would take Love. Bryce Young, I would take Love. Brock Purdy, I would take Love. Geno Smith, I would take Love.
I'd take him over Stafford.
Stafford, and let's even say Kyler. So we came up with eight or maybe only eight. Maybe we're total homers, but we only came up with eight or nine quarterbacks that would be drafted ahead of him, right? I mean, is that like, that seems ridiculous. But
yeah, I think you're being homer, yeah.
But like worst case you add three more to that list, and you're like, no, I would take Kenny Pickett. Or no, I would take Brock.
Well, there's a lot you can. There's a lot of debates to be made.
But even if you coin flipped some of those coin flips and it went the other way, you're still only at like 12 or 13. He's still in the top half of the QB you would draft right now to lead your franchise.
And he's I'll say that he's at the top. He's a top half quarterback. I can
already that. Like and you yeah, could he's, he's eighth or ninth according to our Homer little test here. All right. Any other thoughts on?
Yeah, I'm not ready to, you know, when my friend was telling me last week texting that he like is terrible at the deep ball. I'm not ready to go there, but I'm also not ready to say he's a top 10 quarterback right now.
Well, then where did Paul go? Well, sorry, I'm looking at the list. You can hear me, right?
Oh, you have your notes. Yeah,
I have my notes. So, okay. Well, we can move on.
I don't know. He's 12. Is that good?
Well, I mean, like, that seems like if you put a couple guys who are coin flips ahead of him, he's still 12th. Like, and that would mean that you'd probably be putting Purdy ahead of him. You'd be putting like Pickett or Carr or Goff. You know, some of like maybe the coin flippy ones.
I'd say he's in the. You can make arguments. He's in the Stroud, Pickett, Purdy,
Pickett.
No, he's not in the Pickett tier. Pickett is a tier below.
What can I ask you guys this?
So I feel like I'm higher on these other quarterbacks. It's not I'm lower on Jordan. I'm higher on these other guys.
What would be your most hardcore shocking? I would take Jordan Love over this guy. Like who's the one quarterback that you would take Jordan Love over that most people wouldn't? Like you got to have one. Right? Like I was like I think I'd take him over Tua.
Well, it sounds like Bart and I would disagree on Pickett. I would
definitely. Oh, Rodgers.
I would do the same. I would take him over, you know, even like anything like not in football aside.
I'm not even like saying I would take him over Pickett or Pickett over Love. I'm saying that's a 30-minute conversation, not a Pickett.
Well, you can give it a gut reaction. I would take him over. I don't think it's controversial to say you take Love over Deshaun Watson.
But I'm not in sports radio right now. I don't do gut reactions. I'm in podcasting where it's long form discussion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Everyone in podcasts, like, it's good that we could sit down and do this in long form.
No,
98% of conversations that happen on podcasts do not need long form. All of these things that are talked about on podcasts could be done in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I've always felt like this is basically a sports radio show, right? It's just a podcast.
I think the most controversial ones.
Delivery service.
Grant, to answer your question.
I can say fucking titties and scrambled eggs.
Yes, Paul?
The controversial ones would probably be Pickett, Watson, Stroud.
Oh, no, Watson's ass.
Watson's cooked.
I'm with you. I wonder if you ask like a good sample of NFL fans, you get Watson or you get Love? Like, would Love win that poll?
Yeah. You're going to take this, aren't you? And you're going to ponder the wording for the next 24 hours before you finally.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to send us nine examples.
any other controversial ones? I mean, Toby would take Love over Howell, right? Even Toby would, right?
Howell would not.
No way.
Howell's kind of a fun one. I'm kind of excited to see what he is.
It's a tough week for Toby to say Sam Howell after throwing four picks and losing by 40.
But it's you'll have that
third game.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
Do you think Jordan Love loses a game by 40 at some point this season?
No.
You think Daniel Jones versus Love, that's controversial? That's got to be controversial to go Love, right?
No. I know what Daniel Jones is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he's not going to be anything more than that. This is a league you have to bet on upside always.
And I think, I mean, now that Daniel Jones has been memed, it's
oh, with the Niners defense?
I would also, on the topic of the Giants, I like Brian Daboll a lot, but I don't know when it happened last year. He just ended up as a top 10 coach, just like that. And I just don't like when we do that to guys, because now we got to turn around and say Brian Daboll wasn't as good as we all thought, but he never should have been put in those places. I don't know.
I'm going to pause the recording for 40 seconds so I can go hug my son goodbye.
Okay.
I mean, you can leave it going. Paul and I can BS.
We are remotely capable.
So. All right, go ahead. Ask your next question.
Grant, I don't know what to do. Bart left. I feel like...
Come on. Don't be Tim Shea about it.
I don't know what to do. Grant, I don't think I'm going to go to this in long form, but here's what I think.
You like long that? Form. It's always long form with you. Yes. What were you going to say?
I was pondering, and I want to ask you guys this question maybe in a week or two or three, but who the non-Jordan Love Packers MVP is so far?
That's a fun one. I mean, shoot. Like,
name some contenders for that list. Rashawn Gary, because he's just having a 3-sack game, but he's not playing a lot. But when he's playing, he's super impactful. Kenny Clark.
I'd say Dobbs.
Because he's carried the wide receiver group? Yeah.
Well, I just think Aaron Jones is their guy that they can 100% trust. Like, on third and one, they can hand him the ball and think he's going to get it. They can tell him to go run an angle route or to do something. Like, you can 100% trust that Aaron Jones is going to be in the right position and execute and catch the ball, most likely. And I don't really think you can – well, we saw on Sunday, you can't trust Jaden Reed yet to do that all the time. Saw in Atlanta, you can't trust A.J. Dillon. Even just in week one, Packers third down against the Bears early on at Soldier Field, and Romeo Dobbs is getting open, making the catch. Like, he's just been really good. And it hasn't been sexy and flashy, maybe like Christian Watson can be at his best, but
yeah,
he's just been so effective.
Would it be like if you did a poll on this? Would it be so, Bart? We're not going to ask the question, but we're going to think about it for future weeks. Packers MVP, that's not Jordan Love so far. I think the contenders are Dobbs, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, and who would be a fourth like consideration? Zach Tom.
I mean, Rashid Walker has been pretty damn good the last 2 weeks as Bakhtiari's been out.
He has. I thought about Walker. I just didn't know if because he didn't play in that first game, if that's enough to punish him. I don't know.
That's a good question.
A.J. Dillon.
Reed?
You know what was cool about
some thought was Gary, even though he's like barely playing.
I think I would vote for Rashawn Gary over Dobbs slightly as the non-Jordan Love MVP so far.
Do we still like how did the Saints not how did they lose?
They suck.
They were real. I mean, they benefited from that. Oh my gosh, you guys watched the announcement, like the speed of Rashid Shaheed. Like they just made a meal out of that. But that special teams touchdown was the Saints didn't do anything except for one drive for an entire game with Carr or with Winston. It was, you know, but a special teams play like that changes everything. And it made it seem like it was a blowout when offense versus defense, it wasn't, but you know, a 76.
Jameis, were they, I haven't watched this fourth quarter yet. Again, I'm still trying to process, like, cause they would get the ball and just not do shit.
Yeah. They just didn't do anything.
Their O-line's not any good, and they were missing all their running backs.
And Rashawn Gary, in his limited snaps, completely disrupted, like Myles Garrett level disrupted.
Well,
yeah.
The Packers were on their, what, fifth-string cornerback against Chris Olave. Like, they should have been able to crack. And we already don't like the safeties. Although Darnell Savage, I think, has been better than a lot of people would think. He's actually been okay.
I would like to bring up something Taylor Swift-related.
Oh, I have one coming here. You ready?
Yeah,
should we move into that?
Yeah,
Grant seemed extremely.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah.
So I was told I had to ask a Taylor Swift one. I was, of course, already pondering one, but then Bart, you had a tweet from someone that said, "As soon as that begins, I am leaving." Well, hey,
I was doing the national Maggie and Perloff with the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers listening on board, and I thought, you know how I've always been like, you can do stuff, but you got to focus sports.
Yep.
This Taylor Swift thing, I think it's just fun. I think it's just a fun one.
It's a fun one. It's an undeniably fun one.
What I wanted to, we'll go ask your question.
Well, okay, and then this will, I mean, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to open the door here for you to say whatever you want on the topic while at least addressing it in a way that I find interesting. There is no bigger sports, pop culture, possible crossover. You cannot name a bigger needle-moving crossover topic than Taylor Swift going to an NFL game.
So, well, like, going, if she was there for Rodgers.
Well.
All bets are off because Rodgers is now a celebrity that plays football.
That's an interesting. I mean, honestly, Travis Kelce is on the verge of becoming that overnight, a celebrity.
Well, he's hosted SNL. He's got this podcast everyone loves, and Donna Kelce hit the mainstream a little bit, and everybody. But this is like these memes are wherever, where it's like 15-year-old girls Monday morning, and all of a sudden their whole room is Chiefs shit. His jersey sales went up 400%.
Yeah.
I don't think this is like a Hollywood. I don't think this is like Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes situation. What I think is he said something, she heard it, they laughed, they're like, well, let's meet. They met. Hey, you should come to my game. That'd be funny. I'll sit you. And then they like went to dinner after. So they're not. I don't. This might spur something, but I think it was all like just harmless, you know, fun. And Taylor was up for it. I just can't. I love her, but okay. So the thing I wanted to say, because I think everything, lots been said. Another thing that I brought up on the national show, the national show. What am I saying? Why am I saying that? Megan Perloff. Jesus Christ.
Cough. 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 Cough.
It happened against the Bears. The Bears, who then the same calendar year had Rodgers say, I own you, I own you, then goes through whatever shit they were going through. Not only do they have to go to Arrowhead after a no good, very bad, rotten week, but then Taylor Swift is there and she gets more coverage on the game than the actual Bears.
The Bears,
like the Bears, are they? Of course, this would happen against the Bears. That's what I might think is the funniest. The Bears. Like, if this was Chiefs-Dolphins, they show Taylor a little bit. If this they showed her maximum because it was against a shitty team.
It wasn't a game. They needed some story. They needed something.
It was not a game.
Yeah, exactly.
But Taylor Swift would have been the predominant conversation, even in a close game.
I don't think so, no. Not the.
It's predominant. Not just that she was there. She's sitting next to Travis Kelce's fucking mom. Going, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And everyone knows she's an Eagles fan. Everyone knows that. People forget. I'm taking a drug.
Grant, this is your favorite topic. Mm-hmm or mm-mm?
I think. Mm-hmm.
No,
I think Taylor Swift is just the best. And she represents...
What are you doing?
She represents what is great about our country. And you would have to be a misogynist and an asshole to feel any differently. That's what I think about Taylor Swift. I had no problem with her being on the game. It was entertaining. It was like, oh, they gave her too much coverage. Well, what the? It was 35-0 at halftime. Like, what did you want them to do on Fox? Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olsen need something to talk about.
I think she's the biggest star. I forget what this where I heard this, but it was something like the biggest star since like 1980s Michael Jackson. Like, there's no bigger needle mover in terms of engagement and conversation than prime Michael Jackson. And
yeah,
so I was trying to think, like, could any athlete or any celebrity go to a concert or go to a thing that would be a bigger deal? Is there any other crossover situation where an athlete goes to a concert, where a celebrity goes to a game, where where an athlete appears in a movie? Is there anything that could happen that would be bigger than Taylor Swift going to an NFL game? I don't think so. I don't even think it's close. Like, I don't think there's any celebrity who would move the needle going into another domain, another pop culture domain than this, right?
Well, back to my thinking that I think aliens missed their window. I think Martians could have come down and bought a box and they would have gotten less coverage than Taylor Swift. Like, at one point, they'd be like, oh, let's look at some celebrities here. Oh, there's this guy. Some aliens are here. That's pretty unique. We'll hear more about that later.
Melissa Stark is on the field. Melissa.
Yeah, Aaron Andrews isn't going, Patrick, you played in front of beings from another planet. What do you think?
Have you had a chance?
I don't know. I didn't see him there. That's pretty interesting.
Did you feel more pressure to throw a pass to Travis Kelce in the end zone, knowing that these beings from another planet were here? No way. The question would still be about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think a sitting president would have to go to an event for it even close to as big of a deal, but I still don't think it would be as big or bigger of a deal.
I don't think it would be. I thought about the president thing and
how 30 is a little late. It's getting a little close to bedtime for President Biden. I have nothing but respect for the office. So President Biden.
I just meant any.
What are you doing?
He's what? On it. I brought up a Taylor Swift topic. Now Grant is off in his own world here. All right. Anything else to say on this, Bart? And Grant, I know you have so much more to say, but I'm going to pause you.
It's just, I hate the Taylor Swift cycle. Is what I hate. I don't really dislike her. I don't have a problem with her. What happens is she gets with someone and they're all like, oh, this is fun. And then her fans find every bit of information about this person that's ever existed ever on the internet. And one problematic thing they did one time. And then we, oh no, Taylor's with this person. We're so concerned. And then inevitably they're going to break up. And then her fan base will cyberbully that individual within an inch of their life. And then she'll write a song about it and we'll all go dumbo fucking nuts for it. And then she'll do it again in 8 months and it'll be great. I love it.
It would be interesting if she wound up with a football player of all professions, of all walks of life, that it was, and especially kind of like a hardcore dude football guy too. Like the Kelces are like, they're, you know, they're rough and tumble. They're the kids.
Oh, man, she needs a real man. She's with all these emo guitar slinging fucks.
Yeah. Imagine Matt Healy meeting Travis Kelce. Right. They are not the same.
The rumored one before this was Matt Healy, who's a total nerd. I don't like
She's been hanging out on the wrong side of the high school. Finally, she goes over to where the jocks and the cool kids eat.
Is there let's hashtag stick to sports and look at this from a sports perspective. Is there a larger fish for a professional athlete to land as a partner than Taylor Swift? Could you go in? I don't think you could go any higher. To go back to the president, Kamala Harris would not be as big of a deal if you could somehow land married Kamala Harris.
How do you,
the United States?
Well, first of all, it's Kamala.
Kamala.
Okay.
And second of all, she's very happy with Doug. And third of all, you mentioned the Taylor Swift cycle. I hope that you keep cycles in mind, specifically bicyclist, because this time of the year, things get pretty dicey during the commuting hours, especially we're not used to it getting darker earlier. Paul, get back on here for Wisconsin Bike Fed.
You look like you're ashamed to be involved with them. And I know that's not what's happening, but it looks like you're taking a stand against an advocate.
Yeah.
I am consulting my notes.
Yeah, I know. I know that's what you're doing. But on the video, it looks like you're like, I don't stand for this message. I want kids to get drilled in the street.
All right. Go ahead. I'll look at my notes when this is done.
Turn your lights on. Slow down. Look around. Just don't. The more I talk about this, the more I find myself being cognizant of how much of a terrible driver I am. Like, I've always thought I'm a good driver. I can get places fast. I know the back roads. I've always thought that, like, if you're in a car, you want to be with me. I never thought about the danger I'm doing in a car to others. So even if this message just affects me, who knows how many lives I've saved this month by not driving like a maniac. WisconsinBikeFed.com.
Bart, what's the name of the league that Manchester United plays in?
Oh, well. Well, I'm not going to say the Premier League.
I was going to say that sarcastically before I even realized what was going on here.
So hold it's on. Not. It's
I
not-
would I would refer to it as EPL.
What's the E?
English.
English Premier League. English Premier League.
Premier League is how
I was. Brian Windhorst went full mature on us. And he was like, yeah. And then the Premier League. And I was like, all right, fuck off. Like that's it's the Premier League, Brian. But he went Premier. And so I had to see what a true soccer aficionado.
It's Premier, but I'm in that.
But are you gonna go, like, if you said, hey, I'm gonna watch this game, and, well, what game? Oh, you know, it's what league? It's how would you really say it?
I'd say Premier League.
You say Premier League, so you're not that mature.
I've told you my most mature thing that I do is I spell theater R-E,
which is extremely mature.
Even when it tells me not to, when it gives me the red squigglies, I say fuck you, fuck you, spell check.
I do not know the origin of the R-E and the E-R at the end of theater. Do you know the...
Do you know? Well, it's just like favorite with an O-U and then...
Well, that's like
in America.
That's the Canadian or the French-Canadian favorite. I do know that one.
Ask a Brewer one.
I think... Well, I have another... Hold on. Intermission. Grant, how would you have said it?
Premier League? Premier League.
Okay. How about this one? How about this one real quick? It's a food. P-E-C-A-N.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan pie.
Yeah. Okay. Pecan pie.
I hear a lot of pecan, and I think that's, I don't get this. It's pecan. Pecan?
First of all, it's caramel. Before we ever get close to that discussion, it's not caramel. I don't know where people get off saying it like
hey,
that.
Hey, Paul, it's pecan. You stop talking like an asshole.
Grant, there is an A in the middle of the car and the mel. I also say caramel, but I don't know that you miss the A in the middle if you say caramel.
You know what really chaps my fucking ball sack is I just let me say Jaguars.
No.
Just let me say it.
No, you said with, on Tuesday's episode, you said with Tim, you caught yourself. You said Falcons. I'm like, you're better.
I've commandeered to the people, and I've trained myself to say Falcons.
It sounds funny. You're not fully good at it yet. You're getting
Falcons. I hate saying it that way.
There you go.
But Jaguars is mine.
What about like how they would say it where they make the vehicles Jaguar?
Jaguar. Yeah, Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Do you like luxury?
Last intermission. Veteran. David Bakhtiari is a 10th year blank player in the league.
Veteran.
But is a former member of the armed services a veteran, or are they also a veteran? Are they? They're spelled the same. Are these?
He's a veteran.
It's more esteemed.
Mm-hmm.
Former member of the armed services is a veteran. A player in the league in a league is a veteran of the team, a veteran of the league.
I think so. That tracks.
I'm teaching my kid, you know, how like private parts are meant to be private.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to shut the door, and I'm teaching him to say because he wants his privacy.
Are you going to tell him it's aluminium?
Daddy, I need my privacy.
That would be amazing.
As a society, we're getting way too loose with the phrase, I'm not privy to that information. We don't need to say that. That's too much.
How would you say it instead?
I'd say I'm not.
I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, I'm not in the loop on that. I don't know that. We're getting a little too high and mighty. Also, the usage of the word poise. It's not a bad word. I haven't heard poise my entire life. My entire life, out of every time I've heard the word poise, doesn't come close to the last 3 days. Every Packers player, every Packers media, well, Jordan Love, he's so poised. He's so poised back there. We're just going a little nuts with the usage of that word, too, while we're on the subject.
I love it. I only do this podcast now so I can ask you these intermissions, and the rest is just for you guys.
We're linguists on this podcast. That's what
love it. Is it linguist or is it languists?
Languiar.
Language. All right. Lastly, Bucks Media Day is this week, right?
Are we going as a trio?
I think it's Monday, yeah.
Definitely. Like, all three of us, without question, would just be welcomed with our Bart Winkler podcast.
I wish the purveyor, the owner, and operator of the NBA Lounge could be there, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I'll just get the latest from our friend Justin Garcia of the Bucks Radio Network.
I think I could get there I think they'd let me go.
You should, and you should have Justin on sometime.
So and then put a piece of paper in front of Giannis that says, "You are listening to the Bart Winkler post game."
We'll try to do that tonight at swimming if he's there.
There you go. Bring it to swim class. All right, it's been a pleasure.
This was fun. Nice to see you both. Have a great week.
Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.